Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
For first aid to fast relief from headache, acid indigestion, and cold misery, always rely on Alka-Seltzer, made by Miles Laboratories, who bring you transcribed One Man's Family. Overheard between Clifford and Emmett Harper in the office of Harper and Barber.
Mr. Barber, are you free now?
Yes, Mr. Harper. One moment.
I have a list of prospects here we might go over.
I'll be with you in a sec. I got to make a luncheon date with my brother Jack. Then we'll get right down to business.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today.
Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Yes, friends, Alka-Seltzer. First, fast, and always. Remember that if you need really effective relief from acid indigestion or a headache or both over the weekend, yes, Alka-Seltzer is first aid for relief from these common ailments. So reach for that Alka-Seltzer bottle first thing. You'll surely appreciate the fast relief Alka-Seltzer can give. Fast, because the bubbling effervescence of Alka-Seltzer helps relieve the distress of acid indigestion in a hurry. Fast, because Alka-Seltzer's wonderful pain-relieving ingredient gives soothing comfort to an aching head. Always dependable, that's Alka-Seltzer. So always depend on it for the relief you want. Always keep Alka-Seltzer handy in your home.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Chapter 20, Book 82. This morning, a brand new sign went up over the little building on Geary Street where old Mr. Emmett Harper has conducted a realty business for the last 32 years. It says Harper and Barber now. Clifford Barber has been hard at work there since 8 o'clock this morning. He's a little tired now and is sitting tilted back with his feet on the desk making a phone call. He's talking to Daddy Hospital at the moment.
Well, look, I don't think anybody's giving Miss Pemberton my messages. Miss Maud Pemberton, she's a nurse there. Yeah, well, tell her Cliff Barber called. Yeah, I'm in my new office. Well, tell her I called, please. Thank you.
Mr. Barber, are you free now?
Oh, yes, Mr. Harper. Just one moment till I make this call.
I have a list of prospects here which we might go over.
I'll be with you in just a second. Oh, hello? Jack Barber, please. Oh, well, will you tell him his brother Cliff called? I'm in my new office. I want to have lunch with him. Yeah, all right, thank you. Well, sit down, Mr. Harper, sit down.
I haven't time to sit down, thank you. Now, here's a list of likely prospects, which you might make it your business to call. I'll get that. Emmett Harper speaking. Oh, yes, here, for you.
Oh, thank you. Hello? Oh, hiya, Mom. Yeah, all settled in now. Oh, no, it's warm over here, it's gas. You're gassy. No, I don't think so, Mom. I got to call in for Jack, I'm going to have lunch with him. Oh, he is, huh? My dad's going to drop over.
Huh.
Look, Mom, I'll have to hang up now. Mr. Harper's here at my desk with some prospects he's wanted to talk about for quite a while. Okay, I'll be home on time. Yeah. Bye, Mom. My mother. She's afraid the office wasn't warm enough.
Now, this list, Mr. Bob.
Why don't you just call me Cliff or Clifford, huh? We're partners now, Mr. Harper. Seems kind of formal for you to call me Mr. Barber.
This list of prospects, which I've been trying to bring to your attention, Mr. Barber.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Huh?
Claudia, come on in. Well, how's my very own twin?
Oh, Cliff, what a nice office.
Mr. Harper, this is my sister, Mrs. Lacey. Claude, Mr. Harper.
How do you do?
Oh, hey, you brought me some flowers. Oh, say there, but... Oh, don't go, Mr. Harper.
Busy. See you later. Nice to have met... Oh, Lacey. Mrs. Nicholas Lacey.
That's right.
Oh, yes. You're the people who own the Sky Ranch.
That's right.
Beautiful up there, Mrs. Lacey. Beautiful. You have a magnificent property there, Mrs. Lacey.
Thank you.
Yes. All right, Clifford. You go right ahead, and I'll be in the outer office whenever you're ready.
Oh, I hope I'm not...
No. Oh, go right ahead, Mrs. Lacey.
He seems nice, Cliff.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, he's going to be all right. Well, Claude, how you like it?
It's a lovely office.
Blue Venetian blinds, the rug. Dad bought that yesterday. Set him back about $200.
Oh, it's just lovely.
Oh, it's pretty doggone nice of the old boy to buy into this firm for me. Oh, hey, wait, look. Look at this. New letterhead.
Harper and Barber. Oh.
Yeah, Maudie thought my name ought to come first, but Dad said Mr. Harper's run this business for over 30 years. It might hurt his pride to take a back seat at this late date.
Cliff, isn't this Dad's old desk from the brokerage office?
Yeah, he had it in storage.
Oh, no. All these years. Oh, dear. He loved it, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. I told him one barber made a fortune over this desk, and to just watch my smoke. Going to be another one do the same thing.
I can remember him lifting me up on this desk when I was a little girl. Mom had taken me to his office at Christmas time.
I'll get it out here. I'll get it.
I got a picture of Andy being framed.
Hello.
I'm going to put that on the desk, and one of Morty. Got a silver frame for that.
Clifford.
Oh, yes, sir?
Phone. Answer it. That's for you.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Okay.
Cliff, I'll go. You're busy.
No, stick around, Claude. I'm not busy.
No, I'll see you later. It's a charming office, Cliff. I'm so happy for you.
Oh, thanks for the flowers, Claude. Hello? Oh, hiya, Jack.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're fine. The office looks swell. Yeah, Claude was just here. She brought me some flowers. Yeah. Hey, wait just a minute till I get comfortable, will you? Hmm? Oh, yeah, I got my feet on it right now. Got his swivel chair, too. Yeah, well, hey, look, how about lunch? I got Dad's car. I could drive down, and we'd go over to the Mercury Club for a swim, some handball. Oh, that won't take so long, Jack. One game of handball, a quick swim. Well, it's about 11 now. I could come right away.
Whenever you're through, Mr. Barber, I'm ready.
Okay, Mr. Harper. My partner wants to talk to me. Yeah, okay, Jack. I'll meet you there at 12, huh? In the locker room. Oh, say, you know you ought to join that club, Jack. Dues aren't too high.
If you don't mind.
Well, we'll talk about it at lunch anyway, huh? Okay, so long, fella. Sorry, Mr. Harper, that was my brother Jack. He's with Judge Hunter's legal firm. Oh, here, sit down.
No, thank you. This won't take long if we can get to it. Now, about this list of prospects, Mr. Barber.
Yes, sir?
The Frome property is handled by a legal firm named Wigglesworth and Trent.
Yeah, I know about it.
Now, we have an exclusive listing on that property only for a short time, and I'm anxious to move it if possible. Now, these people, here are 17 names. And each of them, at one time or another, has shown an interest in... I'll get it. Emmett Harper speaking. Here, for you. It's a woman.
Oh, hey, let me have it. Hello. Well, Morty.
Oh, my.
Well, gosh, where have you been? I tried to get you last night and twice this morning. Now, I don't think they're giving you the messages over there at the hospital.
Pardon me, mister.
Hold on just a second, Maude. What do you want, Mr. Harper?
Oh, nothing. Kindly let me know when you're through.
Okay, sir. Okay. Maude? Well, look. Oh, no. We're not busy. Just sort of getting settled this morning. Well, look, Marty, when am I going to see you? Yeah, well, listen. I'm having lunch with Jack at the Mercury Club, and I could stop by the hospital a few minutes afterwards. Huh? Oh, uh-huh. Well, okay. I'll call you tomorrow, huh? Okay, Marty. I sure want you to see my office. You all right? Mm-hmm. Goodbye. Mr. Harper?
Don't tell me you're free now, Mr. Barber.
Sure. I just want to put these flowers in some water.
If you don't mind, while I can catch you, I'd like to discuss this list, please.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Now then, this man, I'd put him number one. He's well-to-do, and I think he's something of a social climber. He'd like to live in Seacliff, named Burt. Benjamin Roger Burt. He's,
Good morning.
Hi, Dad. Come on in.
Morning, Emmett.
Henry, well, how do you like the way things look now, Dad?
Here,
you want to sit down at the old desk? Now, how's that, huh? What a place to work, huh?
Oh, don't go, Emmett.
Things to do, Emmett.
This is splendid, Clifford.
Mom called a minute ago, wanted to be sure the office is warm enough. This kind of a snappy day, isn't it?
You know, Clifford, when I got this desk, I was a young man about your age, I think. A little younger, perhaps. I'd had something of a success that spring. Yes. I knew we'd never have to worry about money again. And I went out to a little old cabinet maker near Montgomery Street and had this desk made. Told him to get the finest materials money could buy. And he did. This desk will last forever.
Say, wait a minute. Dad, you'll have to excuse me. I got an appointment.
Well, don't let me interfere with your appointments, Clifford. Where do you have to go?
Mercury Club. I got a date with Jack.
Who?
Jack. He said he could only take an hour this noon. I'll have to hightail it, Dad. Excuse me, will you? I didn't realize how late it was. So long, Mr. Harper. See you later.
Emmett Harper speaking. Oh. No, Mr. Barber isn't in. Who's this calling? Mrs. Murray? Who? Mrs. Daniel Murray?
Oh, Emmett.
What may I...
Emmett?
Pardon me, Mrs. Murray. There's a man talking to me. What is it, Henry?
That's my daughter, Hazel. Let me speak to her.
Oh.
Hazel? Yes. Oh, Clifford's out. Yes. Oh, well, I know he'll appreciate that. Like launching a ship, eh? Well, I'll leave a message that you caught. All right, Hazel. Yes, yes, drop in and see him. Yes. Very well. Goodbye. Well, Emmett, Clifford's office looks very impressive, eh?
Uh-huh.
He's very thrilled about the whole thing, Emmett.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he'll settle down in a day or two, and you'll be surprised the way he'll take hold.
Uh-huh. You say he did well with the Elkhorn Company, Henry?
Yes, yeah, a remarkable job. Astonished everybody.
So?
Well, yeah, Mr. Elkhorn himself told me that Clifford was one of the most alert young salesmen he'd ever hired. Yes, yes. That's why I felt justified in buying in here, Emmett. The boy has displayed a remarkable gift for real estate transactions.
Uh-huh. Say, Henry.
Yes? Yes?
How would you like to buy your son the other 50% of this business and own the whole thing yourself? Lock, stock, and barrel.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Have you tried Bactine, the wonderful new family antiseptic? Well, ladies, remember, it's double your money back if you don't say it's the finest all-round antiseptic and germicide you've ever used. That's right. You don't risk a thing in trying your first bottle of Bactine. And say, I know you'll wonder how you ever got along without Bactine when you discover its many, many uses in your home. When the youngsters have a cut or scratch, bathe it with Bactine. Bactine is a powerful antiseptic and germicide that fights germs effectively. Yet it does not hurt nor stain, and it has a fresh, clean odor. Bactine gives effective relief for itching skin due to heat rash. It helps relieve the itching and combat the infection of athlete's foot. Bactine is a wonderful household and sick room disinfectant and sanitizer. And these are just a few of the many uses you'll find for Bactine. So don't wait another day to try this amazing new family antiseptic. Ask your druggist for either the 30 or 70 cent size bottle of Bactine. Remember, if you don't think Bactine is the finest all-round antiseptic and germicide you ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Be sure you ask for Bactine, Bactine. Here's the family again.
Now, Emma, don't you worry about Clifford. He'll buckle down here and he'll amaze you.
Well, after watching him in action this morning, Henry, if he does anything at all, it'll surprise me very much indeed. I've seen his type before.
Friends, remember, try Bactine, the marvelous new family antiseptic and general-purpose germicide. Get it on the no-risk guarantee of double your money back if you're not satisfied. Go to your drugstore and get a 30 or 70-cent bottle of Bactine. Try it for many of its amazing uses. Then, if you don't think Bactine is the finest family antiseptic you've ever used, if you don't find more uses for it than any other antiseptic you've ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Get Bactine right away. Bactine. Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Monday, Clifford puts over a big deal. Chapter 21, Book 82. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.